Bible reading number 53, Exodus 7, verses 14 through 22. The water turned into blood. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. Listen, when he goes out to the water, wait to meet him at the edge of the Nile River. Carry the walking cane which was changed into a snake. Say this to him, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to you to say, Let my people go, so that they may worship me in the desert. Listen, until now you have not obeyed. This is what Yahweh says. This is how you will know that I am Yahweh. Look, I will strike the water in the Nile with the walking cane that is in my hand, and the Nile will turn into blood. The fish in the Nile will die. It will stink. Egyptians will not be able to drink from its waters. Then Yahweh said to Moses, Say this to Aaron, Take your walking cane and hold it out over the waters of Egypt, over their streams, over their canals, over their ponds, and over every one of their reservoirs. They will all turn into blood. There will be blood in the entire country of Egypt, even in wooden buckets and stone jars. Moses and Aaron did so, exactly as Yahweh commanded. Aaron raised the walking cane and struck the waters of the Nile in full view of Pharaoh and his important officers. All the water of the Nile turned into blood. The fish in it died. It smelled so bad that the Egyptians could not drink from its water. There was blood throughout Egypt. However, the Egyptian magicians did the same thing through their occult practices. Pharaoh's heart was stubborn, and he would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as Yahweh had said.